Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Dr. John M. Dunn, who is the president of Western Michigan University. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Fine. Thanks, Cheryl. It's nice to talk with you and your listeners.
Well, we're very happy to have you. Is the smile gone from your face yet?
It's been a week ago. No, it has not. Really enjoying some very good news, not only for our university, but for the state of Michigan as well, and it's a great gift.
Well, we should fill people in. It hit the news this last week, and I thought I'd let things calm down a bit before I tried to get a hold of you. The announcement that you made last week of a $100 million cash gift, the largest ever made to a Michigan college or university, to be used for a private medical school at Western Michigan University. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're excited, and again, as I indicated earlier, our efforts and our commitment is to join with others in developing an outstanding school of medicine, partnering with our local hospitals as well as Battle Creek Health System, Bronson, Borges, and Battle Creek Health System. So we're excited and we're very pleased, and we're on our way.
Well, and I guess we'll start a little bit with the donors. They have asked at this point anyway to remain anonymous. Can I ask if they're alumni of Western Michigan?
You can ask as many questions as you want, and I'm going to tell you they're anonymous. And
they are seriously anonymous.
That's correct.
Well, I can't imagine what a gift like this does. And I guess that's maybe a good place to start, is what this money can do, not only for Western Michigan University, but for the community as well.
Absolutely. Cheryl, the gift is a restricted gift for the development of the Western Michigan University School of Medicine, but it's unrestricted within how those dollars are used or accessed to do what we need to do to build an outstanding school. You're right. As we know, the economic benefit and advantages of having access to a school of medicine, not only for the preparation of outstanding physicians and providers, but also all the spinoffs and how it creates jobs, opportunities, life sciences, biosciences. So we've been after this now for 3.5 years, and we really feel good. We're making excellent progress. We've identified a founding dean. Hal Jensen has joined us, and he's working hard as we're on the phone right now. So life is good, and we're very pleased.
What need will this medical school fill on? Is it in part being the west side of the state with Western Michigan University?
Of course, our commitment always will be first and foremost to the state of Michigan, because the looming shortages of physicians is true here in Michigan as well as nationwide. But what it really does is it allows for us to have not only undergraduate medical education, which is the pursuing the MD degree, but then to connect with our hospitals through the residency programs, graduate medical education. So we will send some students out for residency elsewhere. We will attract students back who are residents, and we want to make sure that they understand what a great place this is to practice and to live, state of Michigan. And certainly the West Side is, we're pretty fond of the West Side, but I'm quite confident that our physicians in the future will serve the state throughout the state and the nation.
And it was important that this be a privately funded medical school as well. Was that part of the feeling of designing this whole program?
Absolutely, Cheryl. And we mean by that private, the primary focus there is to recognize that while we're in a great state, we are a challenged state right now economically. We all understand that. But we know that we've got a bright future here, and however, for us to develop what we're doing will really require sources of funds, a large endowment, and we're not finished yet, I might add. And then in addition to that, clinical revenue, certainly tuition, research grants, contract dollars, and then the support of our partner hospitals. And It's the financial model on it is very strong. It makes sense, and it's sustainable and doable. And the good news is we're not going to be asking the people for any dollars to support this effort.
Well, since we're talking about dollars, did this kind of, well, I'm sure you talked about it for a while, but it kind of kicked off when you got another donation of $1.8 million. Mm-hmm. Did that kind of kick off, okay, we're going to be in the position to get going with this? So that was kind of seed money was the words I saw.
Cheryl, that's correct. What I made a commitment to is that our resources for our many other outstanding programs at the university here, they're too thin, we're too limited, and I could not, in good conscience, divert any money from existing programs. So even in our planning process and our stages, we wanted to make sure that we had access to private money to help us with this so that these are really new dollars. These are not, again, diverting any dollars from other critical programs and very good programs that we have on the university campus.
Now, what is the process from this point is early in 2010, from some information I read through, Western Michigan University filed a letter of intent. And so the process began then. And so you just keep going along with the process as putting it all together is coming together for you.
Correct. We have been recognized by the Liaison Committee on Medical Education. That's the accrediting body for schools of medicine. That's a partnership of the American Medical Association and the American Association of Medical Colleges, and they've created the LCME to guide us and to guide all medical schools. So we understand that process. We know what needs to be the components that must be in place to make sure that we satisfy all of the appropriate accrediting requirements. So we're on that pathway, and our dean, Dr. Hal Jensen, the founding dean, is as I said earlier, hard at work and helping us advance that. We've been working on it. We have a number of committees formed, students, facilities, curriculum, you name it, IT, library. All of those things are critical components that must be in place to satisfy a very high standard, as it should be.
This is really an incredible, wonderful affirmation of what Western Michigan is doing and the vision of it, what it's looking forward to for you, isn't it?
It is, and of course, as you alluded to earlier, it will allow us to also take many of our research partners that we have, and of course, this is the home of Stryker, an internationally recognized medical equipment company. This is the founding home of the pharmacy industry, as we know it, via Upjohn. Today, we know that as Pfizer. So we're in many ways kind of revisiting and returning to our roots here and what really helped make Kalamazoo a great, great community. So there's lots of excitement about this and a great deal of brain power that that lives here, scientists that have always connected well with Kalamazoo within the university and external to the university. So we're bringing all that together, and that's the really exciting and the very good news for us.
When are we looking, mm-hmm. when are we looking to open up the School of Medicine at Western Michigan University?
It appears that our opening class, the first class, would be in either the year 2013 or the year 2014. But as I've always added quickly, we are not in a race. Our goal here is to make sure that we have a school of the highest quality, that the components are in place, and that we will not have difficulty attracting outstanding students. There are many that are out there right now that have all the right stuff, but there's just no room in the end, and there's no seats for them to get into medical school. So we will be very successful, I know, in having an outstanding class.
We've got just about a minute left. Dr. Dunn, it seems like it's the right time and the right place at Western Michigan for this partnership, doesn't it?
It is, and, you know, there's challenges in our state, and we all know that, and we hear so much about that, but we're just not, at Western Michigan University, we're not going to walk around in circles with our head down, kicking the dirt, and say, you know, woe is us. This is a time to grab opportunities to continue to have vision and to move forward. And it's just very exciting to be at this great university. This is my fourth year, and it's a marvelous place and a great state that we live in, so we should be proud of that.
Absolutely. Well, sir, thank you for your time tonight. I when I read the story, I thought, oh, this is some good news we need to hear for the whole state. And congratulations to you and the university, and I'll look forward to hearing about the medical school.
Thank you very much for your interest.
Thank Bye-bye. You so much. Dr. John M. Dunn, who is president of Western Michigan University. When we come back, we'll be talking with Senator Spencer Coggs, a Democratic senator from Wisconsin. Stay with Fritz and Friends.